Some people just can't wait. I see a picture right now of a Cleveland Browns fan who's already got a Mitch Trubisky jersey. He spelled it wrong, though, because it's supposed to be B-I-S-Q-U. How would you spell Bisquixy?
Bisquick? B-I-S-Q-U-I-C-K.
Okay, well, yeah, it's spelled wrong. It's not Matt Bisquicky, like Gavin Schefter told us. So not only is he wrong from the standpoint of it may be Miles Jarrett selected instead of Mitch Bisquicky, but he also has Trubisky. I don't know where he pulled that last name. It's wrong. It's incorrect. That's just a bad. Why would you do that? But see, this is the excitement of the quarterback. This is what gets people. The quarterback.
Well, no.
I want that. I want the quarterback excitement.
It's not about the quarterback. That's just the Browns being the Browns.
I want my Patrick Mahomes Chiefs jersey. I want my Deshaun Watson Chiefs jersey. I wouldn't actually buy a jersey because a grown man should not wear a jersey, but maybe like the shirt jersey, perhaps.
No, you wouldn't.
Or something. I probably wouldn't even do that.
No. You might get a Deshaun Watson one, but only after like we find out, oh, he's actually decent.
No, I would do it. I would be, I don't know why you're trying to like downplay my, I would be legitimately excited if the Chiefs drafted a first round quarterback. I would be all in. I'm all in. If it's Deshaun Kaiser, maybe not. And that's like the other one that I see. Like there's more risk to me involved in Deshaun Kaiser, but there might be more upside there as well. But he would not be the one that I would be all in on like I would with Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
It'd be more interesting. There's nothing more boring than in the first round of a draft when your favorite team takes an offensive guard.
Well, they're not going to do
Eric
that.
Fisher,
well, sure.
I think Chiefs have a lot of options that will be fairly enticing no matter which way they go. But I just am getting the feeling that this is the year. This is the year that it happens. I hope I am not let down.
I think we talk about that every
year,
though.
By the Chiefs. 7 o'clock for the draft to start tonight. I'm looking forward to enjoying it. The K-State draft streak will continue, whether it's today or tomorrow or whatever, Saturday. I don't think that's going to be the case, but it'll be 24 years in a row of having somebody drafted. Someone pointed out to me on Twitter today there's already concern from fans about next year. Gotta love fans. Not enjoying the fact it's about to be 24 in a row this year, but can we keep the streak going next year? It is going to be a difficult year. We've thanked Bryce Brown. We've thanked Joshua Moore, guys who helped fill some of the gaps. Basically what you're looking at, and I went through all the seniors on the roster for this upcoming season, you're looking at draftable possibilities right now, you know, barring somebody that we don't really think about having a giant monster year. You're looking at Will Geary, Tanner Wood, Matthew McCrane, as guys that at least are on the radar, judging by some of the NFL draft sites that I was Googling, like they will at least be somewhere in the conversation. Will Geary, I don't know just because of how short he is. Like, I don't know if that hurts him at the NFL level. I was actually surprised by Tanner Wood. I think he was ranked as like the 30-something defensive end in the 2018 class, according to one of the NFL draft sites I pulled up, which at least I think would put you in striking distance of being a draftable guy if he has a bigger year this year with Jordan Willis out of there. And Matthew McCrane's been a phenomenal kicker. He's got some health concerns now. Teams aren't drafting kickers all that often, but if he has another big year, one of the best kickers in the Big 12, maybe he can squeak in there in the 7th round or something. I think almost just as likely you'd start to look at the list of juniors on the team and who could leave early. The guy to me that I think would stand the best chance of getting drafted if he were to leave early would be Dalton Risner. And that would hurt the program. You'd want him to stick around. But if you're thinking just in terms of the draft streak, that may be your best bet that Dalton Risner has another great year and he winds up deciding to leave early.
DJ Reed, Byron Pringle, also in that mix potentially.
Yeah, DJ's an interesting one because I don't know. He's not the tallest dude in the world. I don't know if he would be that heavily considered because of that. And he was a junior college guy, but he had 3 years to play, just like Pringle. So both of those guys are just juniors going into this year. I think Pringle, you know, the possibilities out there that Pringle has a monster year. And with his measurables and athleticism, he is a guy that could maybe jump early and get drafted. But, you know, the tough thing about that is I don't – you know, Elijah Lee is fairly rare where a guy who's going to be – third, fourth, fifth round pick, really like fourth, fifth, sixth round pick probably, is going to make that jump to go early. I don't think it's all that likely that these guys would be projected much higher than where Elijah Lee was this year. And it just seems unlikely to me that you're going to have someone make that jump 2 years in a row.
You want a wacky and stormy take?
Sure.
Alex Barnes goes off, wins the Doak Walker Award, and decides to leave after his sophomore season.
Yeah, but I mean, sure, I would entertain that potentially. He would have to have a real big year, and running backs aren't all that valued anymore. So again, I wonder about, like, would he be much more than a? Is there anything he could do next year that would make him much more than a fourth, fifth, you know, mid-round type of pick to where he would want to leave that early? I think the answer is doubtful to that, but you never know. I mean, I'm sure there are, even other than just the Bryce Brown year and the Joshua Moore year, there were probably other years in the draft streak that, you know, if we really dug down deep, you could see, well, it looked like going into that year there wasn't going to be anything, and then somebody emerges. And I will say this about the program. I feel like they will have somebody get drafted next year and extend the streak, because there's just, we've talked about it over and over again, there is a depth of talent on this roster right now. And I think when you have so much depth of talent, somebody stands a good chance of breaking through and at least squeaking in somewhere in the back part of the draft, fifth, sixth, seventh round. I think they'll get it done. But it is a question worth pondering and worth analyzing right now if they could extend it next year. Because if you start looking into the crystal ball as it stands right now, it gets dicey. It gets dicey. Someone go get Bryce Brown back in here. Can you get drafted twice?
Where is he?
Let's do that thing again. I don't know. Mitch, Bryce Brown still in the NFL?
No.
Look that up.
I know he's not.
Playing in Canada? Doing something? Back in Tennessee? Hanging out with his girlfriend? I don't know, man. We'll wrap things up, but he can't be serious next.